Yes, indeed. Spring in the air. And Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, always with a spring in his step here on Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
How are you on this lovely day?
Well, I'm good. You know, as any parent listening will commiserate, I'm well, and I am having to tell my children and friends of my children, no, you cannot come inside. No. Like, there are so many parents inside, wherever they have to be right now, probably literally at the windows making awkward claw marks and such. The door is literally opening right now. I'm having to shoo one of them away, even as I'm on the air, even as I had told him, do not interrupt me while I'm on the air. It's uncanny, man. Like, at what point do you stop, or rather, I guess, start? At what point do you start living for this? Because it's clearly not 8 or 10. It's amazing. It's amazing. No. I would be dancing down the middle of the road just right now, like, you know, just flinging roses in the air, preferably accompanied by Vivaldi, of course. What's wrong with children? That's another. Never mind.
How much never time do mind. We have? Yeah.
That's another episode entirely. But hey, no, in my world, things are good. The NFC East looking winnable by my team. That's exciting for me. If not us, who? And I'm legitimately thinking that Joe Judge might indeed be one of these quiet, successful Bill Belichickian people. I mean, Vrabel's done all right.
Yeah,
we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic as of today, which I was not last week because said Belichick had all of a sudden, I don't know, he became like some weird Yankees general manager from about 15 years ago or something. it was odd. It was very odd. Anyway, I hope everybody out there who is capable of enjoying this weather is enjoying this weather, because I'm fearful. From being from away, I am definitely fearful that, because I feel like I've been taught my lesson, that any second now, hail will start coming down. So, and I do, and you know, for that, I've bought new grapevines for the backyard. I mean, I'm a guy who, now that I have a homestead and such like that, like, I have grapevines already, but I'm going to plant some new ones. We're going to plant a fig tree. I built a greenhouse last year. Like, I'm really into, hopefully, being as connected to the four seasons, fittingly, as capable of up here, because we actually have them. That's really cool. That said, I would really, really hate my investments of $9.98 each on those grapevines to go badly. All right. Why are we here? We're here to talk wine. No, actually, we are. I mean, grape wines. Although I have to admit, I bought edible grapes at this point because I'm kind of giving up on the idea of ever making backyard wine. We've been talking about packaging all this month, right? And wine, and how wine gets to you. And this week, we're going to talk about cans. And cans have become increasingly important in the wine industry, but let's sort of touch on why they were a stigmatized thing. Of course, I mean beer. I mean that, canned beer for the longest time was associated with cheap beer. It was associated with, meatheads crushing cans on their foreheads, shotgunning. And then craft beer started to get back into cans because, of course, there are obvious benefits that I'm going to talk about in just one second. And I think the craft beer a new allegiance to that led to the wine industry. And, of course, there's this commingling as well that I think really helped that. So why cans? Why cans in general? Well, of course, UV, ultraviolet rays, are a problem. They're a problem to a lot of things, and they are a problem to the beverages that we drink. And that is one of the primary drivers, both of the beer going back into cans when it was sort of derided, and all these craft beers went into bottles, and they're like, we have a lot of breakage, and we have a lot of, you know, sun damage. So let's do away with that. Very good. Okay. And also, the amount of oxygen that is put into a bottle of beer versus a can of beer is actually much, much less, which means there's less oxidization. And that happens the same deal with wine. And that's important because when you're dealing with a canned wine, it's not something that you're going to want to, like, age. These things are not meant to age. There are some very fine wines in cans, but it's not something that you're going to want to throw down in your cellar for, you know, your newborn's 21st birthday or something like that. And that's important to know, you know, because, you know, for a long time we derided screw caps on wines. Oh, you'd never age a wine with a screw cap. Well, that's BS. So it's important to, you know, understand. And maybe this will change, just like the screw cap thing changed. It used to be that screw caps on wine definitely weren't an indicator of a good wine. So maybe that'll change too. Maybe there'll be micro cannings of really, really fabulous wine. That said, I've had some attempts at high-end wine in cans. You know, single vineyard Napa Valley Cab. Was it good? It was all right. It was all right. And that sort of leads to the problem. And I also want to include, by the way, as long as we're talking about it in these last couple of minutes, I'm including kegs as well, right? Because kegging and canning are sort of happening at the same time. The Gotham Project, for instance, a project headed by Charles Beeler of French Provençal fame, and also his work with Charles Smith of Charles and Charles fame. It's legit wine, and it's both in cans and in kegs, but it's not intended necessarily for long-term use. It's intended for bistros. It's intended for restaurant use. It's intended for quick and easy, pack in, pack out. You know, it's ideal for Maine. I mean, I think the canning revolution is actually really going to be great because people can go and just like they would take some beer and go into, you know, Baxter or go out to a cave and you know, the concept of pack in, pack out is just as easily transferable to wine. And the wine is good now. I mean, the point is it started slow, but legit wineries, maybe if people have heard of Underwood Cellars out of Oregon, they started. But now, I mean, you have a lot of, and they're obviously millennials. Millennials are driving it, but millennial winemakers are helping fuel it. So there's going to be really legitimate stuff, and also the fact that there's a demand for canned mixed wine. So you see as much, you know, normal single varietal wines or whatever as canned mimosas to go, canned aperitivos to go, you know, which is a really interesting phenomenon. I didn't think millennials would like something to splash over ice, but apparently they do. I'm crusty before my time. You must forgive me. But anyway, it's marvelous. So it's the next hurdle to get over, right? That can, and some of it's junk. But now it's going to be more obvious because the junk is being put out by the same people that put out junk in bottles and junk in every other format, right? Barefoot has canned junk. You know, all these other they have canned junk. You'll tell. You guys who listen to Rich Kimball, and you know, you're smart. But check it out. There's legit stuff. Archer Roos, another label to look at for in our selection. And I have waiting for me tonight when I go back there to film Destination Downtown Bangor. Shameless plug. Watch it at 6 p.m. on the Downtown Bangor Facebook page. I will have a couple samples of a new canned wine to try. And speaking of which, before I run out of time, and I'm sure I have, Destination Downtown Bangor tonight at 6, and other cool stuff with the Bangor Symphony, Bertani Estate coming up. Stay tuned to all our doings, sign up for our newsletter, and get your get your vaccination shots, folks.
There you go. I get my second tomorrow.
500 no-shows at the Cross Center over the weekend. Oof. We can do better.
Absolutely.
We can do better.
I got a box, one of the new boxes of wine the other day that Morgan set me up with. Absolutely phenomenal. And before we let you go, good luck in Downtown Madness. You're up against that Jabron Graham fellow in the first round.
Oh, man. You hate it when you'd actually vote for your opponent, but Jabron has been such a hero to me over the past year with, shutting down our life. Well, hey, no matter who you vote for, I appreciate it. Support the downtown.
There you go.
And forever. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, in downtown Bangor. And, of course, Destination Downtown, yes, at 6 on the Downtown Bangor Facebook page.